was in the whole package deal, right? So everybody had a part. If you gave money or if you was here working or whatever, praying for them, thank you. We're all much cooler. I told Monty, I said, we love you more, Monty, that we're cooler. But I have to mess with Monty. It's fun. Anyway, it's good to see everybody this morning. We started, I believe it's going to be a series because I'm still on it today. Last week, the title was, By Love, Serve One Another. So if you got your Bible, let's look at that. That's going to be in Galatians chapter 5. Y'all believe in God, right? You're not looking to me, are you? I don't have nothing for you, but the one that's in me does. Because how many knows utterance is greatly affected by the hearer? I have scripture for that. According to scripture, whenever Jesus came to his own hometown, they shut him down, didn't they? You're talking about you can shut down the Son of God himself? Absolutely, they did. They limited him. The Bible says all he could do there was lay his hands on a few sick folk. Where other places he's got multitudes. All he's doing is preaching and teaching, and demons are screaming. Sicknesses and diseases are leaving. So utterance is greatly affected by the hearer, and we want to hear all that God has for us. Amen? Get over here. Galatians 5, verse 13, and I'm going to read this in the Amplified Version. If you don't have it, Beth will put it on the screen. He says, for you, brethren, were indeed called to freedom. So this is one of the things you're called to, right? To be free. Free to what? Lay on the couch? Oh, here we go. lay on the couch and watch TV. Do whatever I want to do, because it's okay with me and Jesus. He don't care what I do. I hear some of that. Y'all ever hear some of that? According to this, you've been set free for a purpose. Let's see what that purpose is. He says, only do not let your freedom be an incentive to your flesh. Now he's going to tell us what that is. He said, an opportunity or excuse for what? Selfishness. He says, but through love you should serve one another. Now we was on for 8-9 weeks, I think, about the love of God, and it wasn't the first time we had heard about it, but it was kind of, what, do y'all remember anything about what we went over in that series? We learned that what? Love prefers others above yourself. Love says, if there's any hardship, I'll take it first, right? The Bible says that love does what? Bears one another's burdens, looks over your irksome faults and all that stuff, right? The greatest sign of maturity is you loving and thinking about others. Because the thing about babies is all they think about is self. Travis didn't care when he cried at 3 o'clock in the morning that I'm asleep. I didn't get into bed till 2, but he's crying at 3. Why? He's a baby. And that's okay when babies are supposed to be babies, right? Just like you have them come into church. They get born again, you got to do everything for them. You can't just tell a baby, you know, just be led of the Lord. Brother Brad told us one time, he said, you can't tell babies be led by the Spirit. He said, they say, what Spirit? The pizza Spirit? That always stuck with me because that was strange, pizza Spirit. But when you think about it, you can't just tell babies be led of the Lord. Be led by the Spirit. They don't even most of the time know there is a Spirit. And what Spirit that is. But how many knows once you get them into the church? See, the church is not a hospital like a lot of people go around saying. You can be healed in the church if you need healing. Right? You can get therapy in the church. You can get wisdom. You can get knowledge. You can get all these things in the church. But according to Scripture, the church is a discipling center, a training center, an equipping center. Why? For the saints, the born again, to do what? The work of the ministry. So we have to stay in line with Scripture because we have to think right about these things. And what I'm going to be talking about this morning is probably going to take some mind renewal for most all of us. I know it has on my part, but I've been doing a little extra praying and a little fasting about this subject in the church and the body of Christ because, I mean, I know what I know. And compared to him, it is not even a drop in the bucket. I don't know about y'all, but I find the closer that I get to him and the more that he reveals to me, the greater that I am humbled. I'm like, God, I know nothing. Absolutely nothing as I should. But thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost, you are the teacher. Amen. So he says, don't let your freedom be an incentive or an excuse for selfishness. He says, but by love, serve one another. Well, what does that mean? By love. Well, I wrote this down here. I wrote, let me get my glasses on. Serving by love is serving so that blessings comes to others. Babies only want blessings for themselves, right? Because that's all they think about. Just like in the natural, a baby, all they think about is, I'm uncomfortable, I don't feel good, my belly's hurting, I'm hungry. They don't care if you worked all day. They don't care what is going on with you. They are a baby. You have the same thing in the church. You have people that get born again, they come into the church, and that's fine. You have to take a little extra time sometime with the babies. You have to be more patient with babies. You have to be more understanding with babies. But how many knows, according to Scripture, we can't let you stay babies. The Bible says for you to desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. No place does the Bible say we're supposed to stay the same. The Bible talks about at all times we're supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be developing. And the number one thing that we need to be developing is our spirits. Why? God speaks to you in your spirit. He leads you by your spirit. He does not lead you by this outward natural realm. Why? Number one, the devil is the god of this world, right? And we're not to be led by him or this world. But he leads us and he guides us in our spirits. And one of the ways that you develop your spirit is reading, studying the Word of God, prayer, meditation on the Word. A lot of the revelation that I get comes from meditation on the Word. And how many knows? That takes time. That takes effort. But how many knows the Holy Spirit is faithful and he is the teacher and the revealer? So he says, by love, serve one another. I'm trying to get ahead of myself here, and I'm not just not going to do it. Let's look on here, see what I got wrote down. He says, don't use your freedom as an incentive to the flesh or to selfishness. So what's that mean? Everything I do, I should do it so blessing comes to others. What I'm doing right now, I don't do this out of obligation. I do it so that blessing comes to you, right? When we give finances or whatever to people, the Bible says it's more blessed to give than what it is to receive. How many has ever given and not been felt blessed? Y'all gonna lie about it. I have. You know why? My motivation wasn't right. But when my motivation is out of the love of God, Sandy, that I want you blessed, I want your needs met, that's why I give and I do the things that I do. How many knows that's God inspiring you? That's not something that you come up with on your own. You're being led. Why? That compassion and the love of God goes out of you for somebody else. I mean, we went over this. The Apostle Paul said, I will gladly spend and be spent for your sake. I got to have nursery workers because you love one another. Oh, here we go. Well, I'm just not called. Who said you got to be called? The Bible says you're called to freedom, to love one another, to serve one another by love. I have done the nursery for nearly 30 years. And it is not my thing, I can tell you. But how many knows I can do it? What I'm doing right now, that's my thing. That's what I'm called to, one of the things that I'm called to. But according to Scripture, I'm also called to serve you in any capacity that I possibly can. Because anytime it's thinking about me, well, them kids get on my nerves. I don't like that. I'm not called to that. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's now I'm using my freedom. I'm free to do whatever I choose to do. I'm not loving you. Woo! We could hear a pin drop this morning. God loves us, don't he? And the thing about it is that I saw, thank you, Lord. Do you know there is whole ministries, churches, bodies, that all their lifetime, they never make it to get what we're getting this morning? Because see, you can't talk to these babies about this. Why? All they think about is them. And they don't care about anybody else. But God, we have been growing and we have been developing, amen? And he's helping us and he's giving us good stuff. Things that don't belong to babies. Let's go on here. So he says, by love, serve one another. The word, well, let me go to Ephesians chapter 4 first. Beth, let's start that in the King James, please. I'm going to read several different translations of these scriptures here. Beth will put them on the screen for us. But we're going to start in the King James Version. And for time's sake, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. We've already read the starting of it, where he talks about how there's only one Lord, one God, one baptism, one faith, right? Not all these different ones that we see. And how many knows that we all also in this room that God calls us together have to come to that oneness also? So we're going to pick it up in, we'll just start in verse 11. But he's talking about Jesus ascended and descended and all that. And whenever he ascended, verse 11, it says, and he gave some apostles. Who gave them? Jesus, right? He's talking about Jesus, the scriptures above it. And he gave some apostles. That means not everybody's going to be an apostle. And some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now he's going to tell us why. He says, for the perfecting of who? The saints. For what? Oh, that's a dirty word. That's a four-letter, do you know what? W-O-R, yeah, four-letter word. He says, for the work of the ministry. Now, we need mind renewal here because every time you hear or think the word ministry, you need to think service. I wrote this down, the definition of that word. In this specific scripture, the word ministry. In Ephesians chapter 4 there, it's 1248. I'm not even going to try to say the word. In the Strong's Concordance. And it says it means attendance. It says, as a servant, an aid, an official service, relief, or serving. I would put it this way. The best description is like a waiter at a good restaurant. Y'all been to good restaurants before? I'm telling you, boy, you can't drink enough tea to wear them out. I'm talking about a good restaurant. They are over there, I mean, to the point you're going, no, thank you, no more, no more. I'm tea-logged or water-logged, whatever. No, thank you. I don't have to ask for extra napkins. They are just on it. Whatever I could possibly need or even think of, they are on it. Then I've been to some places where I've had to ask. Scotty's kind of messy when he eats. he enjoys it. So, you know, go to some places sometimes and they bring you two napkins and your fork is wrapped in it. Well, I don't like my fork on my plate. I like to put my fork over here beside my plate on my napkin. I don't put nothing on that table. So what's that mean? I need some extra napkins and Scotty needs extra napkins because he's a little bit messy. They don't interpret that. Don't bring me no extra napkins. What are they being? Not a very good waiter. One time we was somewhere, and I asked him, I said, can you bring us some extra napkins, please? Just when you get time, no hurry. And it was a guy, and he turned around, and he said, no, I can't do it. I said, well, then no tip. He said, blank, that changed quick. I thought it sure did. Because, see, if you want a tip, what should you be doing? Good service. See, the Bible says we'll be rewarded for our service before the Lord. We get rewards here and now, and we will get them there. Amen. But if we don't do good service, some people don't do service at all. What y'all did yesterday, Johnny, that was ministry. See, a lot of the church needs mind renewal because they think what I'm doing right now is ministry. Yes, that's ministry. Why? I'm serving you. I'm not being served by doing this. Right? I'm serving you. Well, how many knows? He says, you, by love, us, we serve one another. My building up there, the playhouse that most all of y'all have been to or whatever, God told me to build that, or Scotty built it, give me the, what you call the blueprint of it or whatever. But anyway, and he told me whenever we was in the process of doing it, he said, I want you to do this. He said, it's going to bless the people. He said, but it's going to help you, Teresa. Johnny, I did not have a clue what he was talking about. I even thought in my mind, bless me, help me. What do you mean help me? How's this going to help me? This is not helping me. This is taking my money. This is taking my time. You know, different stuff. But I did not know, Johnny, God was going to give me the gift of hospitality. And you think, are you serious? Yeah, he shows up real good in them that do not have it. See, I got an aunt and uncle, they have it, not the gift of hospitality. They are entertainers. They just entertain anybody, anytime, day or night. It's the late, the more, the merrier. Come on over. I don't have that. Don't show up at my house unannounced. You call me first. I'm serious. My mama, my sister, when she was here, they don't just show up at my house. Are you serious? I'm busy. See why God said that's going to help you, Teresa. And it has. Me serving up there at that building, because I did not know how. I had never been in that situation or whatever. Well, the things that you need to develop, God has put giftings and talents and graces and abilities in every born-again believer. And most of the time, we don't even know they're there. And if we do, how many knows, as we grow and we develop, we find out, whoa, here's another one I didn't even know was there. But if you never get started on the first one, and how many knows these giftings and these talents and these graces and these abilities, they're not for you. They're for other people. But you got to serve ministry, other people, before they even come out. You don't need a great anointing to sit on the couch. And if all you're thinking serving is pulpit, you got it majorly wrong, and you're probably not the one. Let's go on with this here before I get too deep. He says, verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, or you would say the work of service. How many knows keeping the nursery is service? But it's work. Some of them little kids, I'm telling you, boy, you got to change two diapers in there. Things happen. I'm serious. He goes on and he says, why does he give it? He says, for the work of the ministry or service, he says, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the edifying of all. Not just in this room, but how many knows we may be a toenail on the toe of the body of Christ when you put us in the whole body. But yet at the same time, we are a body right here in ourselves. Do you get what I'm saying about that? All right, let's go on here. He says, till what? We all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. He's talking about growing up, ain't he? He says, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. He said, but speaking the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, them of you listening by way of Facebook this morning that you could be at church and you ain't. See, I'm not just talking to y'all in here. There we have Facebook service, ministry. Then we also have a website that people can log on to. They log on to the computer back there, shows us where they log on to, how long they stay, how many of them logged on, Czechoslovakia, Israel, I mean, all over the world. So when I'm talking, I'm not just talking to you in here. But how many knows there is hundreds of thousands of people that are not in service this morning, that are supposed to be, you got backslidden preachers at the lake. I mean, God's putting out a call right now, though. God's putting out a call to all people right now. And he's saying, come, get in here. Why? Because he's about to wrap it up. I'm going to get way ahead of myself. Let me go on here, because I got like four different translations of this to read. He says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. He says, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. Now let's do the amplified of that, Beth, please. It says, and his gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be, listen, and you don't have to like the package it comes in. You know what I mean by that? I don't have to like your personality. I don't have to like the way you do things. But I better be receiving whatever God is telling me through you. He says, and some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of his flock and teachers. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints. Who is that? His consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. You got churches out there, they hire and they fire their pastors like they're changing pants. How many knows that's not right? That is not scriptural whatsoever. Your pastor does not work for you, hallelujah. God set this thing up to where can't nobody remove him but God. Why would he do that? Did you know there's been some that's come here before, if they could have, they would have removed him? God knew all about it. And see, God is sick of that. You don't hire those that are put over you. You don't fire those that are put over you. Then you've got those that are hirelings We've had some of those try to come here. They come and tell pastor about their bills and everything, so they need a place to preach to get some money. That ain't right, and we don't play that game. Most of the time, your pastor knows about a week or two before somebody asks or comes to minister here. Most of the time. Sometimes he don't. And a lot of times, me and him both will get it about 2 weeks before they come here. Why? Because there's hirelings out there. They don't care anything about the body of Christ. All they do is it's a money-making thing for them to get their needs met, and that is not right. It's kind of like I tell my grandkids, everybody's not good, baby. They don't know that, Johnny. But I know that. Everybody's not good. That's in the service, so they say. Let's go on here. He says that they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. To what? Work toward building it up. Not tearing it down, not talking about it, but you're supposed to do the work to build up the body. The body here, the body all over the world, right? It says that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith. Glory to God. And that's not just talking about different denominations becoming one denomination. There is a oneness in the Spirit of God that is only produced by the Holy Spirit. And that's where we have to come to. Y'all remember in the book of Acts when he first started the church, you'll read over and over, the Bible says, and they was in one place, one mind, one accord, one heart, right? That's the oneness that he's talking about. He wasn't saying they was all Methodist or they was all Pentecostals. That's kind of carnal thinking. He goes on here, and he says that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God. He says that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ on perfection, the measure of the stature, the fullness of the Christ, and the completeness found in Him. So then we may no longer be children tossed like ships to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every change wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery and inventing errors to mislead. Rather let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly. Enfolded in love, let us grow up in every way and in all things into Him who is the head, even Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. For because of Him, the whole body, the church, notice what that said, the whole body, the church, not an individual. He says, in all its various parts, closely joined and firmly knit, what? I can't be together with you when you're on Facebook. And let me tell you, God has a plan, and He's working that plan at all times. So, you know, you got people out there, they're like, it doesn't matter where I go to church. Well, I beg to differ. 1 Corinthians 12 by itself alone tells you that is not so. Because he talks about God has chosen one to be a hand, God's chosen one to be a foot, right? And he says all body parts, that he puts them together, and it says that he's the one that picks out and chooses where we go at his will, at his pleasing, right? Look, just like this for an example. Because the Bible talks about the body of Christ to a natural body, don't it? Over and over. Okay, we'll use that for an example. That would be like me saying, if God doesn't care where I go to church, he doesn't have a plan about it and a purpose for me to do, then that would mean I could take my pinky finger, pluck out my eye, take my pinky finger, put it where my eye goes, and put my eye on the end of my hand right here where my pinky finger goes. That's going to cause me lots of problems. Every time I go to pick up or do something with that hand, I'm going to have a black eye. I'm going to be poking my eye out. It's not supposed to be there. We would call that a deformity, a freak of nature, right? If it was in the natural. If a baby is born and it doesn't have all five fingers and toes on each hand and foot, what do we call it? We call it an abnormality. We call it a deformity, don't we? It's the same thing that happens in the body of Christ. And it's a bunch of foolishness. And we don't have time for foolishness anymore. Why? We got a work to do. Do you realize the body has to grow up? Because in case you ain't noticed, the earth is groaning and it is travailing. You're seeing wildfires, floods all over the place. Catastrophic. I mean eruptions of volcanoes. Exactly like Matthew 24 says, right? That in the last days, in the last times, what will happen? And the Bible says it is like a woman in birth pain. Why? Because, glory to God, the church is birthing Christ in his fullness. We'll see some scripture about that in a little bit. So we don't have time for that bunch of foolishness. I mean, that would be crazy. That God's got a plan for everybody but you. Are you serious? God has a plan for it. We was not his first choice to be here. Scotty was not his first choice when he called him to go on the streets of Oneonta and preach. The very one of the, I don't know how many God chose before the man that come to Scotty. And he's out there preaching and he asked him, "What are y'all heard the story? What are you doing?" And Scotty told him, "Well, the Lord told me to come out here and preach." And the guy says, "He told me to do that." And Scotty told him, "Just repent." So how many people is God going to have to go through before he gets to somebody that's going to believe he's got a plan and let him be Lord over their life and do what he says? So guess what? Scotty got all the rewards and going to get all the rewards in heaven that that man should have been getting. Why? Because God's got a plan and he's going to work that plan and he'll use me and you or he will not. He's God. He's not my genie in the bottle. And if he is my Lord, right? Lord means he's all authority. He's the head. I just do what he says. And that will be the best time of my life. Will I go through hardship? Absolutely. Will I have to submit? Absolutely. Will I not understand everything? Absolutely. Even your kids. How many of y'all in here have you told your kids, "No, you're not going there," or "No, you're not doing that," and they say, "Why?" And you say, "Because I said so." Raise your hand up. I'm going to see. Good Lord, every parent in here, I think. Why you do that? Number one, you're three, and I'm not going to explain all that to you because you wouldn't understand if I told you. The Bible says we are God's children, and to come as a little child, what's that mean? I just do what he says. And all this other stuff that I'm running around trying to do is a bunch of foolishness. I'm telling you, I got to where I feel like I'm Noah building the ark. For 120 years, he built that ark, and he preached. And he said, "The rains and the flood is coming. The rains and the flood is coming." I'm telling you, people have heard that and heard that and heard that. But the Spirit of God is talking just like in this house. Why do you think he sent all these cheers? Woo! Because he's fixing to move. But some people didn't get the memo. They're not ready. These people all over the world ain't getting the memo. Do y'all remember the story about the five wise and the five foolish virgins? A lot of people, and I believe there's a twofold meaning in that. That is when he comes. But how many is, he's coming. He's coming. The Bible says in the last days he's going to pour his spirit out on all flesh. Didn't say Christian. It said all flesh. Right? And then his sons and his daughters, those that are his, that are doing his will, what he says, they're going to be the ones doing the service, right? They're going to be the ones hearing his voice and speaking what he says. They're going to be the ones prophesying. They're going to be doing the ones doing the exploits because they know their God. And those that are playing around doing a bunch of foolishness that they know better than be doing, you're not prepared. See, the thing that made the five wise, they was prepared, Johnny. They knew he was coming. He told them he was coming, and they prepared. The Bible says they took extra oil. Just like what God has been doing, we've been praying for years. It was prophesied to us, I think it was, 2007, 2004, we was in that back park. Brother Adedala come, and he said, "I'm telling you, Brother Scotty," he said, "they're coming from the north, the south, the east, the west." He said, "They'll come from afar to be hooked up with this ministry." That's how long we've been saying it, way before you got here, Johnny. But thank God you're a part. You heard the call. Why y'all think God all of a sudden gets these cheers? Y'all think, "Pastor, oh, we just got a good deal." We don't move unless he says the best that we can. But when he says it, I don't know. Do you remember how many cheers we got? $200 for $850. And they're more padded than the other ones. Hallelujah. Y'all backsliders are on them. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I've been here a long time. I like them more padded myself. Why y'all think it's heating and cooling systems in here? Oh, well, Pastor was just on Marketplace. Are you kidding me? We serve a God that has a plan, and He works those plans through those that do know Him and hear His voice. And those are His sheep, but sad, God has got sheep out there, they're not listening. I got my own agenda. I got my own thing to do. Well, honey, you're going to be working on that when He comes. Then you're going to be like the five foolish. I'm not talking about come from heaven. I'm talking about move. Samantha, it wouldn't surprise me if this don't go like this. Why? Because we can't have this many people in here. It's been okay with our 20, 30, 40, 50. I mean, we've been hot and sweating. I'm sweating right now. So I don't know how good your system's working. Maybe we need more events. But anyway, I'm talking a lot, so maybe that's what it is. Can you see what He's doing? See, Jesus told the Pharisees, He said, you discern the skies, all this natural stuff, but you don't discern the Spirit. There's Christians, they're born again, but they don't discern the Spirit of God, what He's doing, when He's moving, what He's wanting to do. He put these chairs in here because they're about here. You see some of them this morning. You feel this heating and cooling system? Because they just about here. That was free, Johnny. We couldn't have done that good ourselves. All we had to do was, because we're 501c, just give them a paper just like I do, y'all, when you give your tithes and offerings here. That's all we had to do. Other than the $1,000 or whatever it costed for the little bit of extra we had to do just specifically for this building. I got no nursery workers right now. We're not ready. Every one of these rooms right here, God spoke to my heart yesterday. He said, you ain't ready. Fix them to full capacity. Just leave you a little bit to walk through. Ain't that what we got here? And we got a couple more chairs, one in the back, two in the bathroom, if we need three more. Why? Because you ain't got time to get ready when He pours out His Spirit. You're going to have a church on every street, and a lot of it's going to be houses because people didn't get ready. Do you realize hundreds of thousands of people at one time, God pouring out His, there's not enough buildings. And people asked us when we bought, some people when we bought this building down here said, what y'all need with that? I don't know, why don't you ask God? I don't know what we need with it. Well, glory to God, we found a lot to do with that building, haven't we? We have clothes. We're doing the Great Commission down there, right? People say, be about the gospel. We're about it. What are you doing? That just feels good to me. Woo! I'll do it again. You ever just feel that, Johnny? Just, maybe not that. Maybe you're something else. I don't know. I just feel that every now and then. Glory to God. What translation are we on, Beth? We didn't finish that one? Okay, let's finish 16 here. Maybe that's where we got. Stop laughing, Johnny. He says, He says, for because of Him, the whole body, backslidden preachers. Oh, good Lord, here we go. See, you got a lot of pastors, I'm talking all over the world, that used to, better get in church, glad to see you in church tomorrow. Where are they? See, where I come from, Johnny, at Faith Restoration, I got something, not my pastor, but I got some elders that's doing their thing now. They're not at church. What happened when it was good enough for you to tell me I needed to be at church? Now you have spiritually matured. Huh? Huh? That's not what's the thing for you now? Are you serious? The Word never changes. The Spirit of God never changes. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He says the closer the time gets, the more we see the time approaching. You better get out there like an evangelist and round them up. Well, I will. I do tell them to go to church. Where do you tell them? Where do you go? Woo! Hide burning. See, you can't direct them nowhere that you know because you don't go. God has a place for everybody. And I don't care. He said, listen to this. He said he gave the fivefold ministry. I don't care. Listen, a lot of people in a lot of the church has thought the evangelist is to the lost. No, you're not. Let me read that. You just don't believe what I'm saying, do you? We done read it 2 times. He says, verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. That's all 5, right? For what? The gathering in of the lost. Somebody read me that, what it says. Is that what it says? For the gathering in of the lost. See what I'm talking about? Mind renewal. You got people calling themselves an evangelist, and it's nothing more than an incentive to their flesh for selfishness, because we led. Are you kidding me? If you're led, he leads you to the body. I'm not saying evangelist. Every one of us, the Bible says, has been given the ministry, the service of reconciliation people to God. What I'm doing this morning is like an evangelist. What am I doing? I'm putting out the call. Rally the troops. Let's go. Ain't that what an evangelist does? Better get born again. Jesus is coming. Better get to church. Why? The church is where you get trained. The church is where you get equipped to do the work of the ministry. Do the service. Serving one another. See, it's hard for me to serve out there if I don't serve in here. And hard for me to serve in here if I don't serve out there, because maybe I don't flip a switch when I walk in here and become spiritual. I am what I am in here when I'm out there. I am what I am out there when I'm in here. If I don't serve him out there, then I don't serve him out in here. And everybody that serves him knows you're not playing nobody. And it's a bunch of foolishness. And do you understand? God said, we got to stop that. We got to stop it. People's lives depend on us. God himself, you have been born and put in this time for the last day harvest, people. Oh, glory to God. You could have been born in any other time. Abraham is not getting to do what we do. Even though they had great things happen in their generations, God has saved us, I'd say, the best for last. And the call is going out. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready spiritually. Do you understand you have a call on your personal life, a relationship with him, but then you have one that connects to the body as it pleases him. I don't get to pick and choose the body that I become a part of. My thumb did not get to choose if it was on Teresa's or Samantha's. That was chosen for me. And I could change it, but I'm going to look weird. I'm going to have a really brown thumb, and she's going to have a really white one according to the rest of her body. But do you get the foolishness of what God is trying to say? I mean, even in the natural, that doesn't work. Now, what are we on, Beth? NIV? Okay, I'm going to have to read this one from up here because I don't have it wrote down. I'm going to take these off to read. Is this the NIV? Okay. He says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Here we go again. To equip his people. His people are not the lost. Mind renewal. To equip his people for works of what? Service. I told you the word ministry, when you look it up, it translates the word service, and it's one of the reasons we're reading the NIV. He says, so that the body of Christ, all of us, it's going to take every one of us, every one of our finances, every one of our time, every one of our fastings, every one of our praying. You understand? To do this work. He says, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Because it's... I can't read that right now. He says, until we all reach unity. That's oneness. The Bible says in John, Jesus prayed that we would be one just as him and the Father is one. He's doing that work with all that will allow him to do that work. He says, in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Christ was the apostle, the pastor, the prophet, the evangelist, the preacher, the teacher. All of that. You understand? He was the miracle worker. He was the fullness of God Himself in the flesh. It's going to take me and every one of you and all the body of Christ around the world. The Bible says the earth is waiting on the manifestations of the sons of God. We're about to come forth, people in maturity. But those that will not prepare now, you will not come forth later. He goes on and he says, did I read that? Oh. It says, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head. That is Christ. He's the head, right? Boss, leader, authority, Lord. He goes on, from Him, the whole body, every one of us, joined and held together by what? Every supporting ligament. That's me and you. He's the head. We're the supporting ligaments. Gosh, Beth, you got to tell me now I'm on a roll here, girl. I told her to tell me a certain time. Anyway, it says, from the whole body fitly joined together, every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Right? Do you get it? Let's do that other one right quick. Gosh, you let me go over my time, didn't you? Or was you back there doing like this the whole time? We got our own thing here, so she knows what I mean. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. To who? The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility, mine and Scotty's responsibility in this house is to do this. To equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed to and blown about by every wind of doctrine or new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body. What? The church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. We're like a puzzle. And every piece is supposed to find out where you fit in each part of the body. One of the ways you do that, the Bible said you'll be led forth by peace. If you're here this morning, and when you come here, it's not like, I fit. Y'all ever get that? I fit, or I feel peace, or whatever. This may not be your place. And that's not my job to find out for you. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does. Its own special work. Every one of you have a gift, a talent, a grace, an ability given to you by God. And when you get in your right place, the Bible says your gifts will make room for you. And I'm fixing to give you some room. He goes on and says, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. I got to read this right quick. I wrote this down yesterday by the Spirit of the Lord. I remember when first time Stacy and Richard come here. I believe it was Richard told Scotty, we have people in places and different things or whatever. And he said, I don't see nowhere that we could fit. Before he left here, he fit too much, Johnny. Now I'm about to tell you some places you can fit. And if you can't find one out of all of these, you're probably not at the right place or something wrong with you. First of all, we could use 8 to 10 door greeters. And Damien said, hallelujah. You don't got to have no special anointing to stand back there and smile and open that door and close that door and tell people where the bathroom is or anything like that, right? You don't got to fast and pray for 3 days. So we need 8 to 10 door greeters. We need 4 to 5 nursery workers. Well, that ain't my thing. Yeah, it is today. Why? Because you love one another. See, when I started the church, Travis was, he wasn't quite 2 years old. Scotty got saved in December. I got saved in January. Travis turned 2 in February. And we went there a little while, Johnny, before I let him go to the nursery, because I don't know these people. And nobody gets him. He's my precious. He still is, but I don't tell him that much. Anyway. I have to act like he's not, because anyway. Well, they come to me one day and they asked me to, when I had let him start going to the nursery, and asked me to keep the nursery. I said, well, I don't know. I'll pray. I hadn't been saved long. I don't know nothing about being led by the Spirit. I do know how to keep kids, though. I know how to give a bottle, change a diaper when they're crying, if I need to go get their mama or whatever. You know, I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist. So I prayed about it for days. I read the Bible. I tried to find. I got nothing, Johnny. But I went back up there and I told him, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I've been doing it for nearly 30 years on and off at different times. Ooh, and y'all said, read on, sister. What else you got? The nursery, you would be keeping newborn to 4 years old, and you must be 18 years old to apply. We need 2 to 3 children's church workers right now. Their ages are 5 to 10 years old. They're going to get their room set up to full capacity. If you got anything in those rooms, those are not your rooms. If you have anything in those rooms that you don't want somebody else to be using, get it out, please, because we're not going to allow no kind of schism, right? Which that's not supposed to be here anyway. But anyway, we need 2 to 3 youth church workers right now. Their ages are 11 to 14. We need 2 to 3 sound booth, screen, media workers right now, and Beth will be the one to train you. Don't try to get her to change nothing, because she will not. Beth is not a leader, but she's the best follower you will ever find. And if Scotty don't say it, Beth won't do it. We go on here. We need 2 to 4 basket toters for the tithes and the offerings. Y'all have seen poor little Blake? Or not little, he's pretty big, 6'3", or whatever he said. There's times that boy, he's got a baby on one hip and he's got a basket in another one while we sit here and do nothing. Thank y'all for your service. They've been servicing this church for, I don't know what, 3, 5 years old? Somewhere around in there. And they did everything that we asked them to do and never gave us no flack about it. And your rewards will be great. Let's go on here. I need just a couple more minutes if it's possible to finish my list here without preaching, baby. We need basket, ties and all. We need singers and instrument players on the praise team. Notice I said it's a team. We need 1 to 2 people that can lead praise and worship. I did not say we need a praise and worship leader. Travis is the praise and worship leader. But we do need people so that when he's not here for whatever reason or whenever he feels, they can get up here and lead the rest of us, players and singers. Y'all get what I'm saying, right? Scotty used to be praise. He cannot do that no more. He's not graced for it. He expects us to go on, bing, and we can't do that way. Travis ain't trained us that way. Anyway, we need 1 to 2 praise and worship leaders that can start leading us. Anyway, I need 1 to 2 people. We need people on the decorating team. Listen, Doris, when you have a 50,000 square foot building, you will want workers. See, faith sees beyond where you are, people. All right, we need people on the cleaning team. We need several box packer outers on Friday before giveaway. Samantha will start announcing what time that's going to be done on Friday. She'll tell you what time. If you want to be a part of that, you can come and help her. Stay out of the way. Do whatever she tells you. That'll be your best bet. We need box toters on giveaway day, last Saturday of each month. We start at 6:30. Be here before then. Well, I don't feel like I need to. Yeah, you do. You know, you got to serve some. Listen, you can't serve people with. I serve Jesus without serving people. We need Bible toters at the church giveaway. I want somebody, probably Aubrey or Aiden one, I want you sitting on the front porch. Bring me a Bible when I tell you. We're going to start giving away Bibles down here at the clothing. I've done put some down there. They're used Bibles. Up here, we only give out the new Bibles. Down here, that is a used everything. Have Aiden or Aubrey, whichever one I send, standing by the door on their way out, ask them, would you like a Bible, please? I'm glad y'all so excited. We need Bible giveawayers at the clothes building. I just said that on giveaway day. We need people dedicated every day to pray for this ministry and leadership. Granny, that would be where you would come in, would you please? See, she's 89 years old and everybody is useful. She might not can tote boxes. She might not can hang up clothes, but you can pray. Would you pray for us, please? This whole body in this church, every day, just pray for us, whatever you feel to pray, and that will be your part. And if there's something that I called out that you feel you want to do or help or serve in that way or whatever, you can see me and Scotty after service. We'll get you vetted and tell you where you go and what's required. Number one is you got to be a member of this church. Had a lady one time, Scotty used to announce that if you want to be on the praise team, come to practice. Well, she went to another church but came to practice and wanted to be on this praise team. I said, that's not going to work. She said, why not? I said, because you go to another church, how are you going to be here doing praise and worship when you go over there? That's not going to work. So number one, you got to be a member of this church. How do you get one? Come here. Number two, the Bible says in stewards, it's all, first of all, required that you be faithful. What's that mean? Be here as much as you possibly can. I know sometimes things come up, things happen, but if you can, be here. All right, I've got to stop because my time is way up. Is there any comments or anything quickly that you'd like to share or whatever before?